Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. The Reverend Charles Hendrickson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans, the 8th chapter. St. Paul writes, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies." Paul here speaks of groaning and glory. The whole creation is groaning as it awaits the glory to be revealed. And we ourselves are groaning as we also wait eagerly for the glory to come. When that glory comes, creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption, and we will experience the redemption of our bodies. Let's start with our groaning, which is where we find ourselves now. That's our present reality. Decay, decline, dementia, disease, disability, death. This is our common lot in life. It's a long losing battle. We feel it in our bones. Our joints are aching. We can't do what we used to do. Age does a number on us. We go groaning toward the grave. Then there's the bondage to corruption that creation experiences. The world doesn't work right. Futility, failure, famine and floods, tornadoes, tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanoes. The earth itself is groaning as if in birth pangs. Brutal heat and bitter cold. Paradise lost. Paradise lost. That's how this futility and groaning started. We lost paradise, the garden we were given in the beginning. The garden was very good. Everything worked in beautiful harmony. God's blessing rested upon us. But then we thought we knew better than God. We wanted to cut loose from our Creator. This was the fall into sin, and we're still repeating that folly. We tune out God, we ignore His voice, break His commandments, and go it on our own. We've fallen and we can't get up. We were driven out of the garden and a curse came on the earth. We feel the effects in our bodies, in the conflicts, in our relationships, and in the futility and frustration we experience on a daily basis. Everything is out of whack, our bodies and the earth itself. But Paul writes and says, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Our present sufferings, all of them put together, are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come. The sufferings we experience do seem pretty powerful as we go through them. But that just shows how extraordinarily wonderful, how surpassingly great is the glory to be revealed. What will be so great about this glory? Two things are mentioned here: the redemption of our bodies and the restoration of creation. Do you know that your body is going to be raised from the dead? It will be. Whoa, you say, is this good news or bad news? Because if God's going to raise up this old creaky bag of bones for endless centuries of wear and tear, I'm not sure that's something to look forward to. Don't worry, it'll be better than that. The resurrection life is not going to be a continuation of the present misery. Oh, you will be you, all right. But the difference is, you will be you, all right. Your body will be raised up whole and glorious and working perfectly. No more aches and pains, no more tears or sorrow, no more disease or death. God made man to be a whole creature, body and soul, and that's how we will be raised. We will not be ghosts floating on clouds. No, we will have real physical bodies. Now, God hasn't told us all the details of the resurrected life. That's why it's still to be revealed. But we do know enough to be excited about it and to wait for it eagerly. And not just our bodies, but all creation will be restored, whole and glorious and working just right. No more groaning or futility. It'll be like the Garden of Eden, only better. Paradise restored and then some. New heavens and a new earth. The new Jerusalem coming down from heaven to earth. God dwelling with man. God's people living in harmony. God's beautiful creation more beautiful than ever. Creation set free from its bondage to corruption. The redemption of our physical bodies. This setting free, this redemption, how does it come about? This redemption happens because of our Redeemer, Christ Jesus, our Lord. And this redemption came at a cost. Christ has redeemed us. Christ has redeemed creation, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. Our sin has been paid for, and death loses its grip. The curse on creation has been reversed. Jesus' resurrection shows the result. Jesus comes out of his tomb on Easter morning and shows the resurrection that's in store for us. We share in his inheritance, the inheritance we have as God's sons. When will we receive this inheritance? On the day when Christ returns. We don't know when that will be, but we wait for it eagerly. Come, Lord Jesus, release us from our groaning. Come, restore your fallen creation to the way it ought to be. We look forward in hope to the return of our Lord. We wait with eager longing for the revealing of us poor sinners as, amazingly and unexpectedly, and undeservedly, the glorified children of God. All creation is groaning in expectation. The Spirit within us likewise groans in anticipation. When we feel the pain and see the misery within us and around us, we may weep and groan. But know this, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Glory is coming. It's on the way. Christ is coming. Creation will be restored better than ever. Our bodies will be raised, no longer subject to the miseries we experience now. Brothers and sisters, we may be groaning now, but we groan in hope as we wait eagerly for the glory to be revealed. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.